These are two sculptures by the Colombian artist Doris Salcedo. They essentially tell the same story, but using very different means. Atrabiliarios is the work on the wall, and it tells the story of people who've disappeared in the violence of Colombia. For many years now, the Colombian people had to put up with a civil war that's waged between the drug barons, the FARC, which is a guerrilla group who theoretically are there to improve the lot of the people, and the paramilitary, who were originally set up by elements of the government to combat the guerrillas. But in the end, everybody ends up working for the drug baron. The drug dealers pay the FARC or the paramilitary to enter farming areas or villages where they take the land from the peasants. Often poor Indian farmers are killed in the process. Then the land is handed over to the drug barons to grow their coca. To prevent the community from speaking out about what's happening, they silence the villagers by disappearing or taking just a few of them hostage. Nobody knows whether they're dead or alive. If their loved ones are being held hostage, speaking out may bring down terrible retribution on them. Some hostages are from wealthier families, and they can be ransomed for a small fortune. But in the villages, it's usually poor people who are taken to silence their community. Incidentally, several of Doris Salcedo's own family have been killed or disappeared, and she feels the situation very strongly. In order to make Atrabiliarios, Salcedo collected shoes from the families of people who have disappeared. She then prepared these niches to hold the shoes like ex-voto offerings or memorials in a church. She then places the shoes in the niches and covers them with animal bladder. The skin is moistened to soften it and stretch tight before it's stitched into the plaster around the niche. The stitches are like surgical suturing into the wall. It becomes the epitome of embodied memory. Behind translucent flesh, you see the shoe of a missing person. Shoes, of course, are amongst the most intimate traces of a person. They take the imprint of the human body more than any other piece of human clothing. A shoe stands in a way for a person, just as those piles of shoes in the concentration camps in Germany stand for the millions that disappeared there. This work shouldn't be thought of as a narrative about a specific human disaster. It's not just an icon of disappearance. Look closely at the subtle qualities she's created by patient working of the materials, and you'll feel a sense of embodied memory. I watched her doing it twice, first when I brought her to Australia in 1992 to install it in the Biennale, and again in 1997 to make it for the exhibition Body. The main reason I did it the second time was to make it in such a way that we could acquire and preserve it, because the first time it was a very temporary structure. The detail that she goes into is quite extraordinary. First of all, she prepares the niche again and again, rubbing it back so it begins to look like a much-used architectural niche that's been painted 1,000 times over centuries. Then she covered the opening with the skin, drilled holes through the plaster so it could be stitched into the wall. She made good the plaster around the stitching very carefully, and then painted up to it, and then rubbed it back again and again and again, till it begins to look like scar tissue. You don't walk into the room and say, oh gosh, that looks like scar tissue, but I think at a subliminal level, your body feels its impact. Much of our memory is embodied and felt this way rather than being perceived intellectually. The other work, untitled 2007, tells a similar story. In this case, she's found furniture in which the clothing of a disappeared loved one was stored, or a bed that was once shared with them. These are things that, after the person has disappeared, become monstrous, terrible. They're reminders of their loss. What do you do with them? Do you keep them? Because if you don't, it's like throwing the person away. But they become terrible memorials. And because it's about silencing the community, she's filled the furniture with cement, making it dumb, useless, and reflecting the sense of hopelessness of the community.